Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. As far as I'm concerned, Audible is the best and easiest way to access thousands of audiobooks straight from your phone, tablet, or laptop. Become an Audible member today and receive benefits such as one free audiobook a month of your choice and 30% off all audiobooks list price. Use promo code Declan to receive 25% off your first purchase. Imagine sitting on your couch. All of a sudden, the thought hits you. Your friend's birthday is in 2 days and you haven't got them a gift or the time to go out and get one. Immediately, you pull out your phone or laptop to find a gift. It's the one website that the majority of you would go to, Amazon. The accessibility of the website, the quality of the products, and the speed of delivery is what has made Amazon power themselves to becoming the world's largest e-commerce marketplace. However, the journey to market domination wasn't as easy a choice for CEO Jeff Bezos back in 1994. Welcome back to The Declan Show. Today, we will be discussing the rise of Amazon and what sets them apart from the competition that has allowed them to take over the online shopping world. Let's turn back the clock. The time is 1994. Jeff Bezos is working at the investment firm D.E. Shaw, just months away from receiving a guaranteed multi-million dollar bonus. But before he gets a chance to cash in that bonus, he leaves it all behind because of an idea. Why leave a steady job with good pay because of an idea? Why risk it all for this idea? Bezos had been noticing a rapid increase in the growth of e-commerce and felt that he must take a chance on this great opportunity. Not only that, Bezos lives his life by a regret minimization framework. This means that he makes big decisions in life based on how he would feel about them on his deathbed. Taking this into account, Jeff felt that not taking a chance on Amazon would be the far larger risk than starting it with the chance of it flopping. Although Bezos lived by this go big or go home mindset, he knew he had to refine his startup to something that would get Kadabra on its feet. Oh, and that's another thing. Bezos originally named the company Kadabra, until a lawyer once mistook the name for cadaver. After that incident, Bezos decided on Amazon, as it was exotic and different, similar to the actual Amazon rainforest. Anyways, Jeff found that the best way to get started was through literature, so Amazon originally started as an online bookstore. By the year 2000, Amazon was selling everything, from gaming systems to home improvement items to children's toys. And over the past few years is where Amazon has been able to set themselves apart from the competition, and they do it in a very clever way. The company spends so much money on advertising and getting their name out into the world, so much so that they spend more on advertising than five of its major competitors combined. In 2016, Amazon spent $7.2 billion, $7.2 billion on advertising. That's an increase of 38% compared to the year before. That figure was more than Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Best Buy, and Kroger combined. That's a massive number when comparing the fact that the collective sales produced by those five companies was more than $800 billion, compared to the $136 billion for Amazon. Amazon is ensuring that they're standing out among all the competition, and it seems to be working. When I say their advertisements are everywhere, I mean they're everywhere. This past Christmas, I was on a beach in Australia, and a plane flies by with an ad attached to it. Of course, the ad was for Amazon. Amazon's ability to ensure their brand is top of mind is what has helped them become the largest online shopping company in the world. Although they are dominating the market, Amazon ensures they are still putting smiles on faces. Through Amazon Smile, customers can shop for the exact same products as the regular website at the exact same price. However, after purchasing, Amazon donates 0.5% of your purchase to a charity of your choice, and there are millions to choose from. As of October 2018, Amazon has been able to donate over $100 million to a variety of charities all through Amazon Smile. You would think that Amazon would have tons and tons and tons of employees packing and collecting orders in each of their warehouses. And you would be right in thinking that. However, the majority of work is done by robots. Amazon has more than 45,000 robots to fulfill their collecting needs and fulfillment centers, but they still hire up to about 120,000 employees in the US alone, for times such as the busy holiday season. Jeff Bezos has worked his tail off to get Amazon to the point it's at now, and the future is promising for the company. Thanks for tuning in today to The Declan Show. Next episode, we will be discussing the ultimate debate, Uber versus Lyft. Thank you to our sponsors for supporting this episode, and we will see you next time.